Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Well, my friends, Donald Trump did get a very, very good development on Monday, and we are going to continue to tell you about that and some of the aftermath and some of these expectations, but we are picking up here now a breaking story, this happening in Baltimore here on this Tuesday morning, folks. Evidently, a large ship came into contact and crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, and we're getting reports that it is now collapsed into the river. This is a very, very big breaking story. This from Fox News. Francis Scott Key Bridge along I-695 in Maryland collapsed into the Baltimore Harbor, I should say, early Tuesday morning. A live stream of the bridge appeared to show a cargo ship colliding with a support beam, causing the bridge to break and fall into the water. The Maryland Transportation Authority said on social media that all lanes are closed in both directions and that traffic is being detoured. That would be for sure. As of about 2:45 a.m. Eastern Time, all the live camera feeds from the bridge along I-695 on the Maryland Transportation Authority website were offline. We also understand that the Baltimore mayor says he's aware of the bridge collapse, is en route to the site. This is about 9 minutes ago from CNN. This is, again, a developing story. We don't know of any injuries at this time or anything else of that nature, but we will continue to monitor it as we go through the program this morning. And let's bring in Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Denise, this seems to be a very large problem. The bridge, what we're seeing in terms of the pictures is really very stunning. It looks like a big issue.
I've watched the several videos on this. It is a Singapore flagged cargo ship. The authorities are trying to rescue 7 people.
Okay.
So that's the that was as of about 22 minutes ago.
Okay. So, yeah, we don't know if anyone was injured. We don't know how, obviously, they got in the water or they're on the bridge or something. But,
yeah, they're clearly on the bridge. I mean, it's part of that bridge as it was collapsed on the front of the ship, and then it just sort of dominoed itself over to the other side of the bridge. It's pretty wild.
Wow. So mm-hmm. This is obviously, you know, this is not a minor incident of any kind.
No, it's done. It's the whole bridge is gone.
Yeah, yeah. This is something we'll be monitoring, of course. If we get any updates as we move through this next hour, this hour and next hour, we'll definitely let everybody know. But obviously, our thoughts and prayers, you know, hopefully everybody's going to be rescued. There's no loss of life and no serious mm-hmm. injury in any of this. So obviously, you know, we just can't tell at this point, can we, Denise? We don't know. There's no mention of a navigational error or some other kind of something.
Well, something happened. Yeah, I mean, a bridge, you know, it's pretty stationary. So I don't know about the captain of this cargo ship that, you know, he couldn't stay in the channel to prevent a strike to the bridge support, but. Yeah, that's
indeed.
Not a good one.
And it doesn't look like there's a lot of visual impairment. It doesn't look foggy or hazy or anything like that. It looks pretty clear in some of these pictures.
Correct.
Indeed. So definitely this will be unfolding. Well, Denise, as we were talking right before the top of the hour, we've got Donald Trump. He's got kind of a partial win here, but he's also got it. He's facing another trial that's going to start on April 15th. This is the fraud case, another fraud case, or that I
hush
that,
money
yeah,
case.
Yeah, hush money. I'm sorry, you're right. Hush money case, and they got a document dump, but the judge in that case doesn't seem to be amenable to any other delays in this, even though it's about 200,000 pages worth of evidence.
Yeah, I think there'll be a couple of delays on that one.
You would think there should be.
Plus, it's a jury trial, too, so I think that they're going to have to go through the whole jury selection process.
Well, but this means, of course, now this other appeal on the fraud case, the civil fraud case, that looks like that could be put out towards even past the election at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Correct.
So the only thing that the far left can use right now is that, well, we will eventually get him on this. He'll have to pay and
right.
all this other stuff. But and then Donald Trump, by the same token, can say, look what they tried to do to me. That's very powerful.
And as of, I think, today, Truth Social goes trading on the New York Stock Exchange. I mean, on the NASDAQ.
Exactly, yeah. On the
and
NASDAQ.
He cannot use any of that money. He'll end up with a couple of billion dollars of value in that, but he cannot use any of that stock or any of that money for 6 months. That's policy. So he's sitting pretty good at this point. Unless, you know, it comes down to the voters who, you know, aren't going to vote for him because of the fraud case or the hush money case or whatever. But the absolute hate, and I mean deep hate for this man by the left, was really bubbling to the surface. I mean, it imploded yesterday on all of the liberal cable channels, news channels. I mean, they just went nuts. Coupled with Ron McDaniel being on NBC as a contributor, they went nuts on that one, too, to the point where they're thinking of undoing that contract, the network is. So, as I have said, for the sake of argument, if he... Now, he's obviously the nominee, but if he becomes president, they're going to do this all over again.
Yep.
And we're going to have such a rise of I don't know what. I mean, hate's not even the right word for it anymore.
Yeah. It's exponential hate that will be going his way. All right, stay right there, Denise. Folks, we're coming right back. More with Denise Simon. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. Tuesday edition.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Alright, welcome back everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We're still monitoring this bridge collapse as a result of a ship hitting a support beam in Baltimore. Francis Scott Key, the guy who wrote the national anthem. But welcome back, everybody. It's a very, very serious problem, obviously. They're still waiting to see, as Denise Simon, let's bring Denise Simon right back in here. Denise was telling us there were at least seven people that were, that appeared to be imperiled at this point, correct?
Yeah, that they're on a rescue operation for seven or eight people, yes.
Yes. So we'll continue to monitor this. Obviously, it's happened in the middle of the night, and that makes it even doubly tough to try to work this problem on the scene, I'm sure.
Well, I don't know if it was really middle of the night. It looks like it was at dusk to me. But I think it took some time to get people rallied and mobilized for the rescue. See, when a bridge falls into the water, they have that to deal with because of the remnants of the bridge, wherever it may be. It would hurt the passage of boats and whatnot. So, anyway, this bridge was 50 years old. But, you know, apparently it was in good enough shape until, you know, you hit a support structure.
Right. Oh, yeah. 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 It's, mm-hmm. Yeah. It's, that's extraordinary, sort of stress for that. Mm-hmm. Well, again, we'll keep monitoring it, for sure. We did get a direct message, though, Denise, this coming in from John.
I was listening on AM 860 this morning via iHeart, so that's great. I'm glad you're listening on iHeart, John. That's right. We've also got people listening to us on TalkStream Live this morning as well, in addition to our GCN live streams. So we're all over the place.
All over the place.
That's right. It's very, very cool. So he writes in and he says, could it be that the powers that be in New York are realizing that this whole Trump fiasco is backfiring in their faces? Could it be that, I don't know, the governor or other powers that be put this judge up to the task of reducing this unjust BS, trying to save face? And he says, nice compliment, he says, great show. This comes, he says, from John Boy in Clearwater Beach. So,
Yay. Yes,
thank you and welcome to the program. I think that's a first-time message from John. And so what do you think, Denise? Do you think somebody might have said we're getting in too deep here?
Well, I don't know about the appellate judge or the appellate court and what their feeling is, but, they obviously have had this case or perhaps have even watched this case for a while. So they're going to find a lot of, I would say, irregularities in the case. And the other thing, too, is that I believe some of these courts, some of these judges that have some sanity about them, and some do, may be finding that our trust and reliance on legitimate legal processes is losing our vote and our confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not necessarily because of the judge's ruling, but because of how the case is processed through, these prosecutors, with documents that, show up late and things that are omitted and, that kind of thing. So we're very disappointed in a lot of things in our legal process. And we could probably, a little bit of work, fill up a 2 or 3 hour show on that very thing. But, the appeals court is, it is there to make corrections, and then sometimes they do make the corrections, and then they get uncorrected again.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a weird place, but maybe this appellate court is on the way to righting some wrongs.
Well, the appellate court in this case did make a change. And I think one of the major, and this is obviously a campaign talking point as well, and that is, but the judge, and presumably Letitia James and the judge, came up with this whole thing to even not let Trump even avail himself of what is supposed to be.
Of the process,
exactly.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And that to me is, that wasn't a mistake. They didn't go, we didn't do this process correctly. It's like they did it exactly the way they wanted to.
Well, don't think that these judges don't know each other, because they do. And don't think that they don't watch cases in other courts or their clerks are not watching them, because they are. And I think that they may have... they leave the courtroom and a few of them end up at a bar and they start talking about some of these cases, the ridiculousness of them, or, previous cases that have been before the bench and so forth and so on. So it's really quite fascinating the system and the people in it. Regardless of where they are, they could be in New York, they could be in Washington, D.C., they can be Seattle, Dallas or Los Angeles. But they all watch these things, and their clerks especially watch these things. So processes and the fraternity of it all is really quite fascinating.
It really is, isn't it? Well, turning to international issues, the Washington Examiner has a very interesting piece today called The U.S. Abandons Israel at the UN, and talking about how the Biden administration declined to veto Security Council resolution that would aim to limit what they call Israel's ability to win its war against Hamas. So, you know, they're really getting they're getting serious about this, aren't they?
It is really a shameful thing what the United States did yesterday. You know, our U.S. ambassador to the United Nations does not make independent decisions. She, or they, in this case, really take the advice and marching orders from the State Department. So, for there to be an abstention in the ceasefire decree yesterday was disgusting, absolutely disgusting. So Netanyahu said, okay, you guys wanted me to send part of my war cabinet over there to have a discussion on what we're going to do with Rafah. All right, we'll send it. But when this vote happened yesterday at the UN, he went, we ain't sending anybody. We'll go alone. And I'm glad that he did. So don't think that we have an ironclad relationship under the Biden administration with Israel, because we don't. Remember, it was on the night after the State of the Union address that Biden was talking to a couple other senators, and they were asking about Israel, and he said that they're going to have a come-to-Jesus moment. Well, it looks like they're attempting to have that, but Netanyahu really fired back yesterday.
Well, as well he should, but I have some real concerns, you know, about how the Biden administration is quote, handling this, if that's the word. You know, I don't know that they have to handle the war. It's not their war. It's not, you know what I mean? It's wholly Israel's war, but we're not acting as that supportive friend that we need to be in order to make sure that any other terrorist groups or Hamas itself realizes, you know, our days are numbered here. You know, we're outnumbered on this.
I was struck yesterday, too, about the prisoner swap, if you will, to get back 40 hostages in exchange for 700 prisoners. So I trotted over to the internet and I looked at several sites to see just how many Palestinian / Hamas prisoners that Israel has in its prisons. And the number seems to go, based on who's reporting it, somewhere between 15,000 and 22,000.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I often say that Israel's not telling really the right story. Therein lies a story right there.
Indeed.
You know, We have these people in prison, and some of these that they want released are those that have actually killed Israelis. So, there's the story.
No kidding. Well, stay right there, Denise. Folks, we're coming right back. 949-822-7959 if you want to talk with Denise this morning. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA News update. Donald Trump says he can now secure a lower bond as he appeals his New York civil fraud trial, with an appeals court reducing it from $454 million to $175 million and granting him 10 days to pay.
We'll put up cash or bond very quickly, securities, cash or bond, whatever it is.
Trump alleges judicial corruption and criticizes Attorney General Letitia James, whom he refers to as a thug. The ruling prevents James from immediately collecting on the judgment. Boeing CEO David Calhoun Monday announced he would leave the company. This is the latest fallout for the plane maker amid multiple federal probes into its practices following a 737 MAX door blowout in January. Nashville police have stated there is no evidence of foul play in the death of University of Missouri student Riley Strain. Preliminary autopsy results have determined the death to be accidental. Strain's body was found in the Cumberland River Friday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We choose truth over facts.
You're listening to Power One.
So we got a great message, by the way. And this from Lucy, listening on 930 The Answer. And we really enjoy hearing from Lucy, of course. She's doing a lot better these days, we know, and we appreciate all the great messages we've gotten from her as she's continuing to get better. And so, Lucy, we're really happy about that. But she sent us a message this morning says, good morning, Mr. Kyle. Serendipity. Just had to chime in. The Warrior has been my go-to PT song for a while. So delighted you picked it. Well, I don't know. We must be on the same wavelength, Lucy. I really do. Of course, we're talking about Patti Smythe. We played her in hour number one for our song this morning. And Lucy goes on to say, and she is currently happily married to Mr. John McEnroe. Okay, very cool. She says, just love our Kyle Warren community, both politically and musically. Thank you. And again, Lucy, listening on 930 The Answer. Well, thanks, Lucy. I'm really glad. See, like I'm saying, I think we're on the same wavelength. We've got to be. All right. Well, talking about being on the same wavelength, we've got Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. That's, by the way, that's a great message. I really love to know when we do, we're able to make people smile out there. I think that is so very, very cool. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, we've got a lot of these different things happening, from the Trump trials, to the UN, like we were just talking about. But it does seem like, you know, everything just is going to, you know what, in a handbasket. It's especially when it comes to this idea of the red line in Rafah. I think we might have discussed it a little bit yesterday on the program. But in addition to the UN Security Council non-veto, you know, we've got this red line in Rafah that Kamala Harris came out and tried to talk tough about.
Well, where's the UN saying, you know, we, you know, vote for a ceasefire in Ukraine? I mean,
right.
I mean, everybody's jumping up and down and stomping their feet about money going to Ukraine. And I would argue that there's a whole lot more dead in Ukraine and Russia than there is in Israel. You know, going back to the Obama administration, Obama sent people over there to torpedo Netanyahu every way that they could, including his reelection at the time, including putting in sanctions to keep what they call building settlements. And that word just annoys me. I mean, can you imagine Israel telling the United States that, you know, we can't build, you know, housing developments in Iowa? I mean,
right. That's
who
right.
in the world? Why do we think we should have such dominion over the West Bank or the Golan Heights or in Gaza? I mean, it's truly outrageous when you think about it.
It truly is. But it also sometimes I think it demonstrates a lack of, for lack of a better expression, real understanding of what it means to be Israel and what it means to be under that constant threat all the time, every day, you know.
Every single day.
Yeah, every single day. And you know, it's like, you know, we have, you know, big states in our country. We have, you know, in California, here in Southern California, Orange County and L.A. County. I mean, it would be like everybody in L.A. County started launching rockets into Orange County. That's the kind of proximity we're talking about in many cases. In some cases, Israel is like 9 miles wide. You know, this is not something
and
you can trifle
be.
With. And shouldn't be. Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So the micromanaging of it all is in so many ways. And just like we're seeing right now, we're seeing the Biden administration, you know, going all out about Hamas and Rafah and the whole thing, only to satisfy the political constituency that they think they're losing in this.
Well, you know, Jared Kushner wrote a book about his time leaving private business to going to work in his father-in-law's administration in the Trump administration. So I decided I was going to. I bought the book last year, and I finally got around to beginning to read it. And I'm in the middle of it right now. And it is really quite fascinating. you know, with some of the backstories and some of the facts that I had no idea that was going on, I find Jared Kushner to be a very genteel, very savvy businessman, and to hear or to read what he is stating in the book, then again, I'm at the beginnings of how the left and the media have always hated Israel, is really quite remarkable. And you know, both President Bush's and Trump were very pro-Israel and worked very hard to protect all things Israel. And it really wasn't until the Obama administration, and of course the Biden administration is full of Obama people, they're continuing to be very pro-Iran, very pro-Palestinian. And it's fascinating to me, I think I said this yesterday, you know, we talk about Hamas, but, you know, even Tony Blinken will say, and other terrorist groups in Gaza. But they never, the press never says, well, who are those other terrorist groups? The conversation is always Hamas. Well, it's the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, but nobody wants to say that.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Indeed. And, of course, you know, there's anti-Israel sentiment, but now you've got Steven Spielberg, you know, who is being very vocal about this. He was giving a talk, I believe, at the 30th anniversary of founding the Shoah Foundation, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. He says, those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. Mm-hmm. He goes on to say, I am increasingly alarmed that we may be condemned to repeat history, to once again have to fight for the very right to be Jewish. And, you know, we're seeing this happen in Israel or against Israel, but in this country as well. It's most disgusting, you know, that, and I agree with Spielberg. It's like all over again. It's okay. You can just go against the Jews no matter what, sky's the limit, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I can't say it any differently.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm telling you, you know, because as I was growing up, Denise, and I'm sure probably as you were too, you know, we'd learn about what happened in World War II. We learned about what the Nazis were, what they stood for, what they did, how they carried it out, and at the enormous cost that was necessary in order to stop it. And, you know, but now it seems like there are those who, you know, kind of think, well, we got to get all that started up again. I mean, this is so horrific in this quote unquote modern age that we can't even, you know, conceive of it.
Yeah. I said to my husband yesterday, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, we've got whatever number of hostages that Hamas has, Israeli hostages and American hostages. Mm-hmm. Having said that, nobody is really talking about how many Ukrainian children have been kidnapped by Russia and are in Russia at re-education camps. I really hate to say that because that sounds conspiratorial, but those are the words that Reuters and Associated Press have used. And again, I'm not, trying to, you know, promote or advocate for all things between Russia and Ukraine, but I'm just trying to put things in perspective here. They couldn't care less about what is really happening over there, including, I might add, what Putin has done and not done on this terror attack yesterday. He admits that these are militant Islamists from Tajikistan, four of them. They appeared in court, and they looked like they were just beaten to a pulp when they appeared in court. In the back door, he's saying that Ukraine was going to give them an escape route.
Oh,
really?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Well, Denise, the time flies by. We're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning. Take care.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
All right, we got Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCo.com. We're coming right back with Chris Markowski.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue through the program this morning. Glad that you're there. Glad to be here. And we have a lot more to tell you about and talk about. And by the way, in this segment, we've got Chris Markowski. He is the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website if you want to check out Chris and everything about him and his radio shows, podcast, and all the other great stuff he has to offer with his business and so forth. So go ahead and check it out, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. That's WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. So without further ado, let's head over to the telephone line. We'll say good morning to Chris Markowski. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'll tell you, there's obviously no shortage of things to talk about this morning. You know, obviously we've got this this big reduction in the judgment against Donald Trump in New York, and there's been a lot of business people have been very outspoken about, you know, the confiscatory nature of that initial judgment, you know, which ballooned into what, $454 million. Do you think that this particular reduction down to 175, does that do anything to try to bolster the idea that it's okay to do business in New York? Or, like so many business people we've heard, is that going to be too little too late, do you think, for them?
I don't. I mean, you know the dangers of doing business here in New York, and obviously there's a lot of, you know, politics involved with the situation with Donald Trump, but I think that there's more than just the threat of ridiculous lawsuits that are going to keep people from doing business in New York. I don't think that the reduction, this is going to really change anybody's mind.
Very interesting. Yeah, well, because obviously, you know, there are a lot of different factors, but yeah, the politics of it can be a little scary. But now going over to the other coast, you know, you and I have talked about California put into place this idea of the $20 minimum wage law. For the fast food industry, basically, if you have a chain with more than 60 locations, and a lot of these places do qualify, like Burger King, McDonald's, and others, well, evidently, you've got some of these food chains now are starting to lay off workers ahead of the April deadline to start the $20 an hour minimum wage. No surprise there, huh, Chris?
Well, yeah, you saw that, you know, coming a mile away, you know, not to mention, also, you know, outside of, some of the fast food, you get the delivery people as well that are, you know, having a difficult time. And it's not just in places like California, you know, some of the laws that were put in place in Washington, Seattle, you know, people are not even ordering from the delivery apps anymore because of the added fees that have to be put on because of the wages, minimum wage rules that were supposed to help the drivers, but now they're, their salaries have been cut in half because people aren't ordering anymore. Because no one wants to pay $26 for a cup of coffee. So they've got issues. Again, it's Econ 101, and you know, companies are going to find a way. They're not going to keep running and being unprofitable based upon what the government is telling them that they have to pay workers.
Well, and of course, you know, there's, I guess the politicians believe there's some kind of upside because they can go out and say, look what we did. We got you $20 an hour minimum wage. But of course, then omit the idea that, but then you probably lost your job.
Well, yeah, you know, you're also getting, you know, more technology and that is being used. So you're talking about how things are being streamlined and how different, you know, types of methods will be employed. We're talking about Chipotle using very potential robots now to make chips and guacamole and whatnot. And things will get automated as much as they possibly can to cut costs.
Well, indeed. Yeah, that is the trend. I mean, there's no other way around it. I mean, it's almost, I don't know. I seem to recall this term. I don't know if it applies here, but, you know, people used to go to the automat, right, to get their food. And I don't think anybody was really working there or something, at least no people in the counters or something like that, if I recall correctly. You know, it's more automated.
The self-service now with the ordering and the apps, and you know, I'm not a big fast food guy, but you know, I know that a lot of the they're employing a lot of these techniques now to cut the cost down.
Indeed. Well, one other sort of indicator of how people are doing out there right now. This is an interesting article in USA Today, and that is, it looks like pawn shops are starting to become, you know, they're getting a lot more inventory these days as people may be coming in and trying to get a little bit of cash for some of their items and so forth. But in a booming economy, people don't go and pawn their stuff very much.
I haven't seen that numbers in regards to, you know, pawn shops and people selling things. But I guess kind of the natural ebb and flow of things. We could take a look at where credit card debt is and also default rates. and how many months behind. It's also not just credit cards, but auto loans as well. And most certainly is demonstrating that the consumer is definitely tasked to some degree. And, you know, people are becoming a little bit overextended.
Well, indeed. And that's not good for anybody. But, you know, you and I also talk a lot about what's happened with Boeing. And there was a sort of a major announcement on Monday. The Boeing CEO is going to step down. They've also got a broader management shakeup that's happening. The CEO is supposed to be there till the end of 2024, as we understand. But is this the first step? Is this what they think is going to fix things? Or is this just sort of an initial first step along a longer road?
I think I don't think it's enough. I think that the company needs to be broken up. They're basically trying to appease the masses right now. And, like I said, Boeing is a big landing spot. It's a big, huge, too big to fail company where, a lot of people that are, up in government can go and make themselves, a lot of money at some point in time. And also a lot of people that, have advanced in the military and the military brass go get jobs there. Got a lot of no-show jobs over at Boeing, and you need to be hiring more engineers and people that actually are concerned with the design of airplanes rather than guys like accountants.
Well, indeed, it just seems like the PR nightmare here is just off the charts. You know, it's one thing. You know, I know automakers have to deal with all kinds of safety issues or recalls or things like that. But when it comes to an airplane, you know, people have the horrors that they'll be on that one airplane that has this huge problem and this, you can't pull over, you know, in an airplane.
No. Without a doubt. I mean, and again, the manufacturing concerns, you can watch the video that was done by Al Jazeera where they got a camera inside the Boeing plant in South Carolina, and talking about the type of drugs that could be brought there, and whether or not the workers themselves would ever get on one of the planes, and they're saying no, they would never. It's not a good place to be in by any stretch.
Well, no, not at all. And because once that perception, sort of takes root, it's very hard to break because it's literally, people look at it as literally a life or a death issue. You know, they don't want to go get on a plane and if that they don't feel comfortable about. But, you've also got, we talk a lot about EVs. It looks like Nissan's going to bring in several new EV offerings here, about 16 by 2027. But they're also going to continue with some 14 internal combustion engine models. So it tells me that they're looking ahead and saying there's some market for EVs, but gas-powered is going to be around for a while.
Well, listen, I think gas-powered is going to be around for a lot longer than a while. You get new administrations that come in. They can make rules and they put them into place, and those rules can get changed. You gotta get the consumer, willing to buy these cars, and you continue to watch more of these companies say, listen, the demand is not there. Fisker pulling back and saying that they're stopping production. So I'm not seeing it yet.
Well, indeed. Well, Chris, the time, again, it just totally flies by every time we're talking, but I sure appreciate it, and we're going to look forward to talking with you again tomorrow morning.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Chris Markowski, everybody. Watchdog on WallStreet.com is the website. Go over there, check it out, find out about Chris, and come back after the top of the hour news, everybody. Check us out, because we're going to come back for hour number four. Can you believe it? Hour number three in the books. Coming right back.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.